Becker and Darren Donican Chase here on this Thursday. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Let's bring in Forever Titan Chris Sanders. Chris, how the heck are you, man?
Hey, you doing all right? It's good to hear y'all's voice, man. Glad y'all doing well.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, another tough subject to tackle again. And I hate some. We do. We're pretty consistent. We try to have you on and have fun, and then we try to have you on when it's time to talk serious. And we appreciate that about you. How do you go about? You're a former professional player. You're a coach now, and so you deal with young men on the high school level. How do we truly go about tackling this and really, really affecting change in a mentality? How do you go about that? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You're talking about a situation that happened a couple of days ago with the black guy?
In Kenosha, yes.
Yeah,
and then what's going on in sports right now?
It's just wild because we're back at square one again. I mean, we keep talking about awareness and, you know, letting people know, but why do we keep coming back to the same situation? And the reason why we keep coming to the back situation because there's no game plan. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like playing football on the street. You keep scraping up your knee and you keep putting a band-aid on it, but you're wondering why the wound keeps opening up because you're not putting the right ointment on to make sure it's healed. And that's what we're doing is we're just putting band-aids over situations that are happening over and over again, as opposed to getting the right thing so people can heal their hearts. We just keep saying the same thing over and over and over. Then we'll stop for a second, and then another situation happens again. Then we get back to the awareness thing. We got to get past the awareness thing and come up with a game plan to make sure these situations stop.
So what's the right ointment?
The right ointment is, and I'm not trying to preach or anything, is we got to, I know we're coming up with a lot of policies to get racism and things out of the, you know, different situations, but if we don't change a person's heart, the situation's not going to change. And when I say change a person's heart, it's got to start in the household. I mean, it starts with the parents of talking to their kids about what's right and what's wrong and how to love a different person of a different ethnicity. That's how the change is going to start. It's not going to change by having a whole bunch of policies, because if a person's heart's not changed, then the behavior's not going to change. So if we can teach kids at a young age to treat each other with respect and to treat each other with kindness, to treat each other with this audacity of loving each other, then now we can start having change. But if we just keep talking about it and talking about awareness but don't have a game plan, we're going to be in the exact situation in two more years.
The Titans have decided today not to practice like a lot of other NFL teams today.
Yeah.
How do you think you would have handled our current state right now of what's going on if you were still playing? What do you think you would be saying in a room?
What would I be saying in the room? I mean, I'll be saying the exact same thing. When is enough is enough? And I'm not just talking about whites against blacks or blacks against whites. I'm talking about all ethnicities. You know, how can we not just talk about the problem but really solve the problem? I mean, we've been saying this for about 25 years. Yeah, we're aware of it. You know, we're aware of the injustices, not just with blacks, but with all ethnicities. When are we going to come to the table, break bread, and come up with a game plan to tackle this situation? I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 years, and it just breaks my heart because we're back in the same situation that we were about 5 or 6 months ago. I mean, nothing's changed.
Chris Sanders is with us. Chris, you talked about changing people's hearts. I think that's a great way of putting it. I'm just curious, you know, in your days as a teammate and now as a mentor, you're a coach for young players. How do you feel you've done in that area? I look at myself in the mirror and I ask myself, what can I do? How can I be better? And I think about those things. Yeah. Do you think you've changed some people's hearts over time?
I think
the three of us on our show probably believe you're a great catalyst for that kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, the reason why my heart has changed is because God used two men to change my heart. It was Les Steckel and Sherman Smith. And that's the reason why I coach. I love coaching guys being wide receivers and, you know, making touchdowns and all those great things. But if I don't teach these guys how to be great men, then I failed these guys. I told these guys the other day, you know, we stopped the drill and I said, hey guys, if I help you guys make touchdowns and help you guys run the right routes or help you guys, you know, catch a touchdown, but I don't teach you guys how to be great men, then I failed you. Listen, I've made mistakes. I'm not acting like I'm Mr. Perfect. I'm not acting like I did everything right, but I take my mistakes and tell the kids, don't make the same mistakes that I made. And that's how change starts. And then on the flip side too, just make change wherever place you go. Like when you go to the YMCA, open the door for somebody and say, how's your day going? Or going to the gas station and say, you know what? You don't look like me, but I love you. Or going to the restaurant saying thank you. Or, you know, how's your day going? That's how change starts. What we try to do is we try to put blame on everybody else. We try to blame the president. Well, he's not doing this. No. Why would I blame the president on something that I can do absolutely every day? It's about a heart, man. It's about the attitude of saying, you know what, let me put myself to the side and let me help somebody else. That's how change starts.
Chris, I think you've illustrated another example of where sports can be a great catalyst to have these kind of conversations and value that goes beyond who wins the game on Friday night.
Right.
I know right now you're
right.
The school you coach for is in Davidson County. They're not playing right now.
Yeah.
At some point, hopefully, you guys will be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I know it's got to be a challenge for the guys. I know they want to play games and stuff. But I think, isn't this a great illustration of why it's important to gather, right, as a group? You're working on your game, but you're also learning a lot of life lessons like this.
Yeah, you're right, man. We're talking about life. And if we talk about life, then we do life together in the trenches, off the field. I mean, I have a guy on my football that I coach at wide receivers, and his name is Sam Banks. And We just connect. The reason why we connect is because we've been through some same situations, and that's how we make change. It starts with relationships. And I think what the pandemic has done right now, it's taken out the relationship part, and everybody's just focusing on themselves. Once we get back to normal, once we can start talking to each other and bring that relationship piece back, and I'm talking about all ethnicities. I'm not just talking about blacks with blacks or whites with whites or Mexicans with Mexicans. It's about all coming together and start discussing the issues that are going on. Not just discuss them, but sit down and break bread and come up with a game plan. And once we come up with a game plan and we look at each other and say, you know what, I don't care how you look. I don't care where you've been, but I love you. Why? Because you're God's creation. That's why I love you.
Chris Sanders is with us forever. That was good stuff right there. Forever Titans wide receiver. This may be awkward, but I happen to be holding a picture of you while talking to you that you signed.
Did I have a lot of hair at the time?
Where's this going?
At least it's not a voodoo doll or something.
It's not a voodoo doll. I forgot I had this sitting on my desk, and I'm like, well, this
you
is funny.
Me.
I do. I do.
I love you too, man.
I love you. You're my guy.
Awkward.
Just having this moment right here.
Awkward.
Chris. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
I needed that.
Is it a break? Is it time to break?
Almost.
Awkward.
Here's my question for you.
Sure.
And how you would, because I think one thing that we run into is there are people that, you know, that they don't have a racist bone in their body, and they are,
right.
You know, they're good people, but they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that there are things that they do or say that are not the right things to do or say. And it's a completely innocent thing that happens sometimes. And then it all gets lumped together. So how is an African-American man, do you try and separate and educate somebody that they may make a mistake, they don't realize they're making a mistake, but you have to point that out?
You know, this is what we have to do, especially as a black man. I have to show grace. Just because somebody says something wrong, I don't need to jump down their throat and be like, oh, you should have known this and that. You said the wrong thing. Have a little grace. Say, hey, man, I don't care if you make a mistake, but let me tell you what this really means. You know, and that's what we got to do. What we do is we try to find fun. Oh, you said that wrong. But in actuality, a lot of people just don't know. And until we start having these conversations and give a little grace, then that's when the change can start. I mean, I had a conversation 2 weeks ago with a guy in the gym, and he was talking about, you know, and I'm just going to be honest, what he said. He said, you know, why is the N-word so bad? And I had to explain to him, and once I explained to him, now he's like, oh, wow, now I understand. The reason why a lot of people say stuff wrong is because they just don't understand. And once they understand, then now the behavior can actually And that's why it goes back to what I said before. When the heart is changed, then now the behavior's changed. And when you touch a person's heart, then all of a sudden their behavior's going to change. And that's exactly what happened in the gym.
Chris, thank you for doing this, and thanks for, you know, we're trying to move things around. It's kind of a crazy day, and we appreciate you accommodating our schedule. Always good to talk to you. We will definitely talk to you soon.
Hey, and the last thing, man, I'm gonna be quick. I know a lot of times we joke and laugh on the radio, but I actually want to say I really love you guys. I really, really love you. I love your friendship. I love your heart. And just thank you for being a part of my life and being my brother. You're my brother. Thank you, guys.
We love you, too, and thank you for doing this.
Love you, too, Chris.
Appreciate you, man. Nice, okay, Chris. Bye-bye.
I'm going to hang your picture up.
Wait, hold on.
I was going to say, why did you have to keep going back there?
All right. Good conversation.
It was, as always, Forever Titan Chris Sanders. We'll come back. We will we'll head out west. We'll learn a little bit more about the Rams with Eric Williams. We're going to have Titans players hear what they have to say at the bottom of the hour. So that'll be at 12:30. Speaking of shuffling, there's been a lot of shuffling going on over on the Titans end. So we'll try to carry that at 12:30. So we'll come back with Eric Williams to start the third hour. That's next.